Hello, hello, and welcome back for the 36th Metroplexity podcast. This is Kinnick, also known as Landon Winkler, coming back for, if this were monthly, the, you know, tri-annual podcast, which is, I don't know, would be more exciting if this was monthly. But it's still pretty exciting. It means we've been at this for quite a while. Have a bunch of questions today, which I'm going to be answering, and I apologize in advance if there's any crackling or static. I've been playing around with some settings, and it seems to be okay except for when I laugh maniacally. So, I mean, no promises on that front. Hopefully it's working, and but, you know, maniacal laughter is sort of a mandatory situation. So, let's jump into the questions. First batch are from Magnifico. I'm excited and impressed about all the progress towards full Novos implementation. Yay, Novos! Yay, Novos! Yeah, no, I'm also very excited. I really like the Novos system, and we're definitely, you know, moving along nicely towards that. I've been slowly improving processes here at Metroplexity Games LLC, by which I mean unfucking my time management skills, which have sort of never really got developed, like, in any useful sense. Like, obviously school is school, and I was one of those annoying kids in the back of the class that didn't do anything and got, you know, B's at worst anyway. So didn't learn them there. Never learned them at work, because there was always very much just sort of like, you know, work, and when you're done with any given issue, you know, just move on to the next issue, but there's no, like, overarching time management. So it's a topic that I will be happy to dive into once I feel like I've actually, like, gotten things settled, which we'll see in, you know, a couple of months. I've been like, oh, doing better before, and then it's sort of like the change does better, and over time it sort of slackens off, but hopefully that's not what's going on this time. We've got our local time management guru riding my back, which is good. I've contracted things out, as it were, which has been helping some. One of the few Oldos-only things that I can think of that's still unconverted is the Lotus map skill. Will you be making that Novos compatible before the full Novos rollout, or will it go out with the Novos net? The net, as it were, is getting sort of partialed out, as you saw with the campus stuff. So it's less... Well, I mean, it's one global net. Interface-wise, if you know you're in the, you know, net window pane, I guess is the proper term there. But as far as actually, you know, finding targets and the like, that's handled on a more per-area basis, like you'd see in the university, and like you'll see in the rest of the Novo stuff, which is actually really cool, because it means... among other things, that it won't be static in the way that the net was going to be. Obviously, not a huge deal since, you know, when the net rolled out, it was sort of, you know, with through the slag stuff, that's all fine. But even if I hadn't gone back and, you know, wanted to replace it for other reasons, it would have started getting pretty weird once we got, like, Old Town out, because there'd be all this new stuff for out of Old Town, and a lot of the old net stuff would be not very, would, you know, be sort of, power creep isn't really the term for, you know, going from area to area and getting better stuff, but, you know, power creeped out, basically. And then I'd have to go back and probably do a bunch of updates anyway. But if I did that, then, you know, as soon as you can get net access, like, you'd probably be getting those rewards, and that's kind of a mess. So not one of the major reasons that I did Novo Sub, but definitely on the list. But to actually answer your question, as opposed to just talking about it, the Lotus Map skill will definitely be available under Novos. For me, the last step in the rollout, as it were, is retiring the old net stuff. And that's probably still a ways off. But it will be out before then. Through Novos. How far does the full Novos roll? Hey, will Lotus programs stop working then, or will they persist for a while yet? So, I guess the point where pretty much everything is duplicated should be coming in not super long. Not gonna make any promises, but probably like before Metroplex Day. Yes, assuming, you know, time management keeps up. Once the old stuff will stop working when there isn't anywhere to use it, basically. I fully expect it to stop being useful and then to go back through and, you know, do a bunch of cleanup. And that's pretty much where that is. So the date that I said for, you know, probably before Metroplex Day is the basically the rest of duplicating Oldos, which means that it'll be after then that we'll see the Oldos actually going away. So there's definitely intended to be a gap there. Is there currently a way not to find the deeper Nova syntax baffling? I'm not 100% sure what message you're talking about there, but there are definitely things that you can't figure out in Novos yet, either just because they haven't been implemented, or because, you know, you'll need stuff in further areas, or just because, like, that's the message that explains why you can't do something. Any particular reason for all the weapons updates? I figured the axe thing was to set up the stainless steel axe. Thanks for the berserker gong, by the way. You are welcome. Anything special coming out for spears and or rifles, or were you just working through suggestions from past podcasts, in-game metal, etc.? It has been sort of a mix. Some of them were, I think spears were actually your suggestion, originally. I'm not sure if anyone actually suggested rifles. I just, the stuff that we were doing with weapons was weighted very heavily towards the melee, and I wanted to kinda, you know, push that a little bit back, so, you know, the ranged attacks could get some love too. And yeah, the in-game metal was obviously also a podcast suggestion. So yeah, some of those are just suggestions. Some of those are more related to stuff that's coming out. The weapon categories have just been doing, have just been sort of like the role I've been on with minor updates. I mean, you know, either doing weapon categories or getting, you know, something minor updated to Novos, so that we don't, you know, forget it in the brush, you know, kill something when we move forward. So yeah, just trying to get a bunch of little things out, and that's what leaps to mind. Are there any major mushroom-related discoveries waiting to be made? There is at least one that leaps to mind, yes. It's sort of two, bound together. It's pretty cool, though. I'm Other than the nose two, I'm not sure if there's anything else important and mushroomy. I think there's a couple just, like, interesting little interactions that haven't been found, but that's length and breadth of that. We know a bunch of skills that seem to stand alone, not part of a mutually exclusive skill group. Is this appearance deceptive? Are any of these skills mutually exclusive with other skills we have yet to discover? He's got a big list of skills here that I'm looking over now. Most of those are actually not mutually exclusive, but not all of them. At least one of them is actually mutually exclusive with something else. So, yeah. And some questions from Goldess. Did you enter a time loop? It's May, sir. I am really bad with M months. It's a problem. So, yeah, apparently it's Cinco de Marcho, or Marco, or I actually have no idea what's Spanish for March. But, moral of the story, I'm bad with M months. For the something we're missing in the fiery lakes of the Eternal House, can we get it both opened and reopened version? I believe so, yes. Or at least there's something missing you could get with both. There might be an additional missing thing that I'm forgetting about, but yes. Is it possible to upgrade the advanced Midgar player seeds through Novos formatted sites? Yeah, you should be able to. The return dorm text has been around for a while. Is that part of a content update you haven't been able to push yet? It's more just, I mean, I wouldn't say haven't been able to. I just haven't pushed an update for that. Will the buried lab notebook have any potential use in the future? It's possible. It does not currently do a whole lot. But depending on, you know, what things look like going forward, I could certainly see it becoming relevant again. Have all the cyberware items been found? That is an interesting question. I feel like... I feel like there's one that's still missing. Or it's possible there's one that you found and just haven't figured out, like, what to do with it yet. But I think there's one that's still missing. Some questions from Aranoth. Does the ancient underwater city in Lake Metroplex actually disappear when you kill the Ocean King? It stops appearing as an encounter. I feel like... I don't think it explicitly does either. You might... I feel like even the encounter from the oil slick doesn't specifically say because of the changes it undergoes during that quest. So I don't think there's actually a... canonical answer in-game, although people are feel free to correct me on that. As a general rule, it probably shouldn't actually disappear. I mean, like, story-wise. I think it's fine for the encounter to go away game-wise, obviously, because it goes away. But, yeah, story-wise, it should still be down there. What do you think about the ever-increasing availability of stackable buffs to power and such? On a related note, once Old Town comes up, can we expect equipment bonuses larger than 10, or do you prefer they simply grant better combined bonuses and effects? The stackable buffs thing, it's not something that really bothers me very much. I might have to do something about it eventually. But, yeah, not a huge deal in the interim. Equipment bonuses will probably increase once Old Town comes up. I mean, it's, in the same way that it increases through, you know, the Slags quest and various Slags related things. I wouldn't necessarily expect there to be like a new best X right away when Old Town comes out, just because a lot of the stuff in the Slags isn't like, you know, immediately something that's available. It's, you know, something that actually requires a fair bit of time and effort to get moving. Is that, if that makes sense. I mean, things like, you know, the Twisting Blade, right? It's going to, there may or may not be stuff like that immediately when Old Town comes out, and even if there is, I mean, like, the power level of, like, a normal piece of equipment in Old Town isn't going to be better than something like, you know, the Twisted Blade. It's going to be something along the lines of, you know, sort of like the jump from polysteel to steel, right? Rather than, you know, the jump from, like, rather than putting it up, like, at 12 power or whatever right away. Some questions from XKiv. May we know the fate of Subversion and Novos? No, but not because I'm holding out on you. I do really like Subversion a lot, and I think that something like that is cool and good for the game. It will... I'm not 100% sure what, if anything, it'll look like in Novos, though. The rewards will almost assuredly have to be available, and the existing rewards in a lot of cases will have to be updated to do something, although admittedly a lot of them haven't been spaded. But, regardless. The tricky part is really just making sure that it's not something that people stab themselves in the face with over and over. And I really just don't like dealing with that. So I haven't really put a ton of thought into it yet. I think that some of the changes with Novos will probably make that less terrible, but we'll see exactly what I come up with. May the fork be with you. More yesterday than today, but pretty timely. May we have some forks? We have knives, but no forks or spoons or sporks. Or runcible spoons, as the case may be. I would not be 100% surprised to find, you know, forks somewhere. Maybe spoons. Spoons are kind of an outlier. I'm not sure exactly what I would do with a spoon in the game. I mean, it's sort of a, like, is it a really terrible weapon? Like, what exactly are we talking about here? I would not expect forks and spoons to be a high priority, though. Some questions from Al. Unexpected gravity, quote, more effective against humans and others you know the weaknesses of. I've yet to find any others, though. Is there some way to learn the weaknesses of weird, etheric creatures? That is a bit of weasel language for me, and for just, you know, in case there need to be any exceptions in there. So I wouldn't necessarily expect to find something already that you haven't found there, but if I slip in, you know, new stuff that should be affected, like maybe if the technically isn't human, but is, yeah, really kind of human-ish, then I'll, you know, probably have it apply, that sort of thing. Are there any more spear, rifle, scope, garrote, axe techniques or interactions to be found? Oh, yeah, quite a few, actually. I mean, one of those, I think it was the spear update. I put a bunch of stuff in there, and then, like, nobody found anything for, like, what was it, like, 2 or 3 days? Which made me feel really dumb, but, yeah, there's still some, definitely some stuff, buried. Will we ever get to meet Roy? I suppose it's a possibility. It's certainly a, you know, interesting enough, individual. Can we convince Andrea or some other grad student to write a thesis on the relationship between the etheric phenomena and video recordings? There are some oddities there that I want to investigate, at least. It is a very interesting sort of, intellectual space. Like, things aren't, as consistent as it seems like it should be. And I say that not acknowledging that there's a problem. Like, they're actually, there's a consistency there that isn't immediately apparent. It isn't like, you know, the city going away thing, that it's just sort of like, the city's probably still there to just, you know, please ignore the city behind the curtain. It is more like there's some pretty fucked up stuff going on. As far as convincing someone to write a thesis on it, I guess if you found, like, a film studies major or something, but, that would be, I think, pushing it even for them. You'd have to find someone, this is the sign that I have too many friends who are grad students, by the way, or have been grad students in the past. The real trick there is finding a professor that both thinks that there's something behind the etheric phenomenon, that they're actually, like, you know, a thing, and they're not just, you know, special effects or hallucinations, and finding a grad student who is working for them isn't exactly the right term, but who could be advised by that faculty member to actually do the thesis. So Andrew is probably one of your best bets, just in that, you know, she's obviously related to a faculty member who thinks that there's something weird going on, which is doing better than, like, 99% of the faculty members out there. If Amundsen hadn't, you know, skipped out, she might be able to, you know, help out with something like that. Because that's sort of, that would fall, I think, into her area of expertise. But even if Andrea was going to do something like that, it would very much be, like, the sort of stuff that she's already working on, doing, you know, biochemistry on etheric beings. You have to find someone in, like, the, you know, CS or engineering, like, electrical engineering or, like, you know, video arts or something weird like that, departments to have a thesis along those lines. Because there's no way anybody's signing off on a biochem major doing a thesis about weird video stuff. I guess speaking in an age where, you know, film is no longer a bunch of weird chemical interactions and it's just, you know, electronics. All the types of music except for the MISC category seem to have a special effect with the stainless steel helmet, giving an item or effect. Is there something special to be gained there? Well, it does certainly seem like a weird oversight. And now that we've found the alternate black tablet shards form, is there more to the shard of language skill? I remember burying quite a bit of stuff in there. not all specifically behind that skill. But yeah, there's some definitely quite a bit of stuff. I'm not sure if all the interesting effects will be immediately apparent. Is there a Protect Eyes flag on some headgear? Is that a function of other bonuses on it? It looked like, at first, like any headgear with negative perception protects you from the disco ball, but there seem to be some exceptions. Yeah, there's a... as you seem to have gathered, there's a separate categorization for... not that you have access to, like, sweet polarized lenses or anything, but that they would also protect you against, you know, those sorts of attacks. So having it just be keyed off of negative perception wouldn't work out. And so it's a little more fine-grained than that. Some questions from CryptoDynamic. Would you ever consider a mushroom alternative to coin fishing for the sewers? Perhaps flipping a coin to stir some mats that later draw your attention to some mushrooms? I understand the desire to get some more sweet mushrooms up in there, and mushrooms are fucking delicious. Mushrooms. That was a purely culinary mushrooms, by the way, not a you know, hallucinatory mushrooms. I was thinking about shiitake and enoki mushrooms, but because delicious. But I'm not sure if I would hook that to the coin fishing mechanic. There would probably have to be something else going on there for sweet mushroom antics. Why is Matsuo so awesome? I just really... Well, I mean, like, in-world, I mean, it's, you know, this sort of classic, campy, you know, samurai running around fighting, you know, Baba Yaga and Vlad Tepes, you know. That's just badass. just really makes me happy. So I guess that's the answer to that question. Is there anything particular? Are we missing anything particularly neat related to channeling Matsuo? Oh yeah. Was there some particular inspiration behind Idle Metal? Yes, actually, that is one of the handful of more or less real-world references in Metroplexity. The direct inspiration is, I mean, the whole idol scene is something that I find absolutely fascinating. In that it's like the system they have for, you know, spawning boy bands from nothingness here, but like made into this massive, I mean, it's already a massive industry here, but it's just like this colossal, like, machine over there. Like, the sheer, like, complexity and interrelationships are delightful. I need to actually, I officially have permission to make Puyo translate games while she's playing them for me, because she was like, you need to play Idol Master, and I'm like, I do not read, like, any kanji at all, and she was like, I need to play Idol Master and translate it for you while I'm playing it. It's like, okay, that might work. Puyo very rarely sounds that excited, by the way. Usually only when talking about Transformers or Darkrai. But the back on track. So it's a very, in a general sense, is there's some commentary in it about the general idol scene, which is sort of how I think that would develop under Zaibatsu's tender, loving care. But the specific direct idol group fragment that resulted in that is called Baby Metal. They are very, like, basically some idol managers decided that they would take a couple of girls from one of their idol groups and spin them off into a metal band. And it is not bad exactly, and certainly catchy, but it's very much, I think, exactly what I described in the idol metal stuff. So yeah, that's where that came from. But yeah, Baby Metal all over. And there have been other experiments with that, a lot of them outside of Japan. But there's something so perfectly, I'm not going to say Japanese, because it's not really, like, super, like, Japanese as a whole, but something very, like, otaku or Zaibatsu-ish about getting a bunch of, like, 14 to 16-year-old girls in gothic Lolita costumes doing, you know, metal with poppy lyrics over it about, you know, how delicious chocolate is. So, yeah. should we expect to find ourselves cursing at Zaibatsu's justice as Novos continues to roll out? Yes, Zaibatsu are dicks. And that is actually one of the very important lessons of Zaibatsu's justice, is that Zaibatsu does not really care, like, if you, you know, are going around, like, killing people or anything. Unless, you know, you're killing their idols. They wouldn't like that, but they definitely are not fans of intellectual property violations. And the way that the world is sort of structured at this point, I mean, there are certainly smaller corporations that Zaibatsu can strong-arm into, you know, doing enforcement for it locally. But if somebody's in, like, you know, Omnitech's territory and are one of the second-tier corporations, like Midgards or Combine Labs or somebody, Combine... blanking on the other half of Combine's name. The people Combine's lab is named after. Then they sort of have to resort to less less friendly means, because it's not easy for them, even at the size that they're at, to, you know, sort of really make Midgard do anything beyond, like, lip service without engaging in, like, more or less full-scale war. Which looks really weird, but whatever. In that it's more, you know, an economic conflict than, you know, hopefully armies marching on the battlefield. But just as many people starve and die. Anyway. But it's hard for them to, you know, apply pressure to Midgard to make them do, you know, do anything that they don't really want to do. But at the same time, it's really, really hard for Midgard to stop Zaibatsu from, you know, doing really just even plainly illegal things within Midgard's, you know, jurisdictions. So they can just sort of, you know, do counter-hacking. And Midgard can be really angry about it, but, like, they're not going to be able to stop them. So, anyway, because of that sort of, you know, political situation, Zaibatsu does a lot of stuff with data destruction, remote data destruction, I guess is what you could say. Zaibatsu's Justice is sort of a one point in a multi-parrot plan. How come the floating masks never show up when I have the vigilante's mask equipped? Are they afraid of justice? I think they should show up. Let me check to see if something is messed up or if you're just really unlucky. Oops. Yeah, I messed something up. Okay, they should show up now. And yes, they are afraid of justice. With Al's discovery of the Eldlay Skirat, my hopes and dreams lay dead and buried. Do you have any last words you'd like to say for them? Arkame's hopes and dreams. I apologize for not properly introducing Arkame at the beginning of this section. For the previous question, I also apologize for not introducing you, hopes and dreams. You are still very dear to our heart, despite being placed in a pit in the ground, which we will soon be shoveling moist soil over. Is there some sort of earthly unknown skill my character could learn now if he knew what to do? I'm assuming that's my character. Is there some sort of earthly unknown skill my character could learn now if he knew what to do? There should be several, yeah. Some of them are, I mean, obviously mutually exclusive with other skills, but I'm trying to think if there are any undiscovered skills that aren't mutually exclusive with anything. I feel like there is one, but don't actually quote me on that. I think, at the very least, the vast majority of, I mean, skills in general, and the undiscovered skills are mutually exclusive with at least one other thing. Before you said there wasn't anything special left behind in the mutant cell culture, since then I've found another result in it where you can control it with your mind, the oils at least. Is there anything important left to find with the sewer mutants in general? I mean, I really like the sewer mutants. I should really just add more stuff to the sewer mutants, is the moral of the story here. Let me actually put that on my list of things to do when I get around to them. That was the sound of me literally adding sewer mutant stuff to my to-do list. There are a bunch of interactions in there. It's possible I am a terrible person and don't know exactly what you found so far, but there's quite a bit going on there. Anyway, I guess most of it is not to do directly with the cell culture itself, but obviously there's a bunch of stuff with the skull, with the cells. There are a lot of skulls, too, but that's unrelated. I recently tried infecting the Ghoul King with writhing flesh because I had noticed in PvP, if you eat someone with writhing flesh, you get it, too. This failed. What also failed was binding the Ghoul King with binding words and quite a few other things beside. How super creative is this Easter egg squeal solution that I just can't think of? I wouldn't really say it's super creative, per se. Binding words is a pretty good answer. But honestly, binding words is probably a better answer than what I have in there. The latest find from the scuffed mining helmet is from Vol's Piper with a new technique, Pale Summons. Pale Summons. Are there more techniques to be found? Is item 1711 related to the scuffed mining helmet content? I have the items table open, so I can... No, it is not. It is not related to the mining helmet content. Let's see. There are... I could not immediately tell you how many techniques are under there. I do specifically remember the Pale Summon stuff being some of the last stuff to find, though. I like the Homicide Rifle, so I need to ask, is there an avatar related to this weapon? Is it tricky to find as the Wolfskin Belt avatar? I feel like there's not an avatar directly related to that weapon. Let me... Oh man, there's so many slick-looking avatars. Obviously not complimenting myself, because I had nothing to actually do with any of them. I requested the art, but, you know. I think there's not one directly related there now. So it's possibly even trickier to find than the Wolfskin avatar. We have reached the sad conclusion of our 36th podcast thread. So I feel like everyone probably already knows what I'm working on. Just, you know, little update things hither and thither. Along with the obvious Novo stuff. We do have, obviously, another Unearthly item coming out in not, like, super long. That I'll be gearing up for. Have the art for that. It looks pretty sweet. It's actually going to be a, not the exact item I was designed super early on, but very close. One of the very first pieces of art I had, Puyo do when we were first, when we were actually, before we even settled on the art style, was a piece of art for the item that eventually ended up being the Midgard player. For the idea that ended up being the Midgard player. One of the other very early, item of the month, unearthly item type things I wanted to do, is probably going to come very close to its realization with this one. It's possible that I will flat out implement it at some point still, but I think that what we're getting this month is probably better than the initial implementation would have been. I think people will be excited. Insofar as it's a crazy bit of content. So there's that to look forward to, the Novo stuff, all sorts of little updates. And I think that things are actually doing quite well. That makes me happy. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for playing. Donating, as we talked about earlier, does keep the servers running and keeps me in ramen. A caveat, I very rarely actually eat ramen. It's more like plain pasta when things aren't doing great. So, because ramen, in addition to not being very exciting is also actually super terrible for you, so you might as well just skip it and go for the plain pasta. Anyway, thank you very much for asking questions, and have an excellent, totally not March, because the month that we are in right now, not March. Thanks. Have a good one.